joined by manager Andy Clarkson after today's 1-0 win in the pre-season friendly against AFC Blackpool here. Andy, just give us your thoughts on that.
Yeah, look, another bit of fitness in the bank for the lads. Great local derby, great advert for local football. Obviously pleasing with the result. The performance, 50-50. I thought the first 20 minutes were a little bit slow, adapting to the formation that we tried to play. Then we got into it. We, you know, started bossing it for the last 20 minutes, 25 minutes of the first half and got the goal. We regrouped at half-time, came back on. And I thought the first 20-25 we did well again. And then we rang the changes. And of course the tempo, getting up to the tempo for the players that come on is hard work. Likewise for AC Blackpool as well, both teams made changes. But I thought fitness was lacking on one or two of our lads on sharpness in the last 20-25, which slightly alarmed me. We'll be addressing that on Tuesday night training. And we go again.
I mean, it's another game where I think we saw it against Bamber Bridge as well, where something that's been practiced, and I spoke to Terry, your assistant manager, about this just after the game, something that's been practiced in training in the run-up to the game has then led to a goal in the game. We saw it against Bamber Bridge with the corner routine. We've seen it today with the back post header from Dean Ing. It's a lovely ball from Adam Sumner, showing his quality on the ball, and Dean Ing arriving late, right place, right time.
Yeah, it was a well-taken goal, well-worked goal. What I said to the lads before the game, we've got to get our footballers, so-called footballers, on the ball. Adam Sumner, Joe Booth, Matty Kay have got to be fed the ball. If they get fed the ball, they'll cause people damage. And, very, very pleased with the goal, very pleased with the way it worked out, very pleased with the way it started. But, great goal from Dino. And, we've got to just keep that going.
A few familiar faces returning. Taz Moxon played in the game, and Galpet came on as a sub. Good to see them back involved with the lads again.
Of course it was. Look, Taz hasn't trained with us this season yet, has he? He's so anxious to get back into the team. So we started him there. Unfamiliar position for him, we know that. But he's a good lad, he's a good footballer. He'll play wherever we tell him to play. Gal landed, I think, at 2 o'clock today. He's been away abroad. He texted me away saying, I'll be there for 3. He was desperate to get on for half an hour, weren't he? And every credit to the lads. Great, great attitude. Wanted to come and play. There's not many lads that'll do that, is there?
I mean, it's another unfamiliar test, really, next week. Away at Hurst Green. I know the team's run by one of our former players, Tom Bartlett, but it'd be another tough, stern test for us, I think.
Yeah. Look, Tom's a great lad. He was brilliant down here, weren't he? Centre-half or centre-forward. Tom could play anywhere for us. He was a great utility player and a strong lad. But also a really nice lad. And he approached me probably 2 or 3 months ago asking for a friendly. Obviously, I jumped at the chance. Hurst Green's meant to be... I've never been there myself. It's near Clitheroe. It's meant to be a really good setup. So, we're really looking forward to our next run out.